Good morning. 7:55 a.m. on November the 2nd, November 2, 2013. Make sure it's plugged in. Put it back in the pocket because I need to put my gloves back on because it is frosty. Like 28 degrees frosty. And quite lovely, actually. I took the time to put on the fleece hood this morning. 17:45. First mile was almost 18 minutes, but you know, I'm not gonna get too bent out about that. It is what it is. And I took too many days off last week to be able to really push. And I don't actually feel any need to this morning. As long as I'm sub 19, the miles are fast enough. I do want to go home and get some breakfast because I am hungry. And really all I've had so far today is a cold cup of coffee. Lukewarm cup of coffee that was soon cold. There is, however, fresh coffee waiting. And breakfast. Plenty of breakfast food waiting. I just need to get back to do it. Also have done 1,100 words this morning before breakfast. So it was good. It was... I got 6,200 words total on the new book. So since yesterday, I think yesterday I had 600 words when I went for my walk. Today I have 10 times that. A factor that I will not be able to repeat. Because 10 times 6,000 tomorrow would be 60,000. That ain't gonna happen. If I get 5,000 is my goal. If I get 5,000, I may just say, okay, it's enough for one day. And pace myself a little bit. 100,000 words by the 20th would be 5,000 words a day, every day between now and the 20th. And 100,000 words is about what the story should be. And you know what? If it comes in short, but it's complete, I'm good. I don't really have anything to prove there. The plot points that I had in mind are pretty much dropping like flies, so I need to figure out what else has to happen to make this story actually a journey, actually a trek, a quest. And I think I know how to do that. I think I know where that has to go. Which gives me about 14,000 words to get Tanith to Gertie Pinecrest. We've sown the seeds of mystery already. We've added a bit of a loose thread that we might tie up as we go. I'm not sure. So, by and large, I'm pretty pleased with the way the book is going so far, other than it seems to be spooling off rather quickly. Bunka, 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 bunka. And so there's not... You know, I'm 6,000 words in, and Tanith hasn't had any of her dreams yet. Tanith hasn't had anything magical happen. There also hasn't been anything tragic occur to her. So perhaps that needs to be... We need to invoke a little MacGuffin here and give her something to dream about. We'll have to see. The thing is, once I get the story down, once I get through it once, I can go back and see where the plot may be a particularly bit thin, or where we need some more fantasy goodness. See how that works out. So I did go over to the Far Library and right there yesterday afternoon. I'm probably not going to go over there today because they've got some sort of shindig going on at the library that's promising to be well attended and rather loud. And while ReaderCon actually sounds like a lot of fun, I have other things I need to do. My younger daughter, for example, at 1 o'clock needs to go to the library on the other end of town and meet with her study group. And I think what I'll do is go with her and take my netbook and write there and sort of keep an eye on things and make sure that homework is actually being done. And we'll see how that works out. But I do need to get at least 5,000 words, which is really only 4,000 more before the end of the day, which could theoretically be done by noon if I were to keep my butt in the chair and my head in the game. Which also means I could put a few in the bank and maybe get 6,000 or 8,000 today. Well, it's going to depend on how into the story I am and how tired I am. If 5,000 words sounds, to a guy who does 10,000 words in a day on a regular basis, 5,000 words sounds like kind of a cop-out. And in a way it is, because once I get this thing flowing, then 10,000 words in a day should be pretty straightforward, should be pretty easy. So I just need to keep my butt in the chair, keep my head out of the games, and into the book. Let's see how it works out, I don't know. In a couple of days I've got EVE Online learning cues, training cues that need to be updated. And I should probably log in, take a few minutes and log in a couple of the characters. I keep getting pop-ups reminding me that certificates are available, which is kind of a distraction, and it sort of pulls me out of whatever I'm doing to remind me that, oh, by the way, you've got a game. I could turn off the notifications, but those are kind of important because it's what allows me to keep making progress in the game, even though I'm not actually logged in. So yeah, something I need to... Perhaps I'll do that before 8 o'clock while I'm having some breakfast or something. Maybe during my lunch break, I don't know. I also have to go to the grocery store. Shoot. Forgot that. Monk Pole. I have chicken to make chicken curry for dinner. And so that's all set, but we're running out of cat food, which is foolish on my part. I need to get more cat food. A couple other things. Frozen burritos. I'm almost out of frozen burritos. Now, frozen burritos are a staple in my life these days. 250 calories of spicy goodness that doesn't contain a lot of salt or a lot of sugar. Two things which are something of a nemesis these days. I felt kind of bloaty all day long yesterday. The day is not starting out any less bloaty today. So I need to do something about that. I'm just not sure quite what. I also have a kitchen that needs to be cleaned, so yeah, I've got some chores that are going to get in the way of my 5,000 words today. So, yeah. It's not exactly a race, it's more like, okay, how do I pace my production so I don't burn out before the month is half over? And if I don't get over the library today, then I'll go over on Monday. I'll spend Monday afternoon there. Or perhaps Monday after therapy. Assuming I get my walk in early. Well, tonight is fall back, so tomorrow morning it'll be lighter at 6 o'clock than it was this morning at 6 o'clock. It was still kind of dark at 7. And it was around 7:30 where things started getting light. The photo was taken around 7:40. And the sun was just peeking up above the horizon then. That's interesting. I wonder what these people are doing. Old guy in his bright red Corvette. Oh, off we go, off we go. So the sun is kind of up right now. It's shining in my eyes. Glad I got my build cap on. Keeps it out of my face. As long as I keep my head down a little bit. Anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else I can talk about this morning. The NaNoWriMo is really the thing that's on my mind, and trying to balance all the various demands that I know about and can predict. Oh, and there are some fallen leaves on the sidewalk, which reminds me that at some point this week I'm going to have to get out there with the bagging mower and vacuum up a bunch of leaves in my own backyard. It's hardcore. There's a bunch of guys up on the roof this morning. Saturday morning, just past 8 o'clock. Roofers are replacing what looks to be a perfectly good roof. On a house that's only 4 years old, 5 years old maybe. Well, probably closer to 10. So, yeah. Replacing a 10-year-old roof that should have lasted 15 years. And probably did, because, you know, usually when you look at a roof, you can tell if it's been pretty badly beaten. Now, I'm not an expert roofer, so perhaps there's more to it than meets the eye, but, you know, if you're not missing any shingles, if there aren't any holes in the overlaps, if there's no breaks in the pattern, if the shingles are still laying down flat, they haven't been buckled by heat or anything, it usually seems to me like the shingles are still doing their job. I suppose there's more to it. There's the coating that's on the outside that makes them waterproof. I didn't notice that house. On the garage, they have a large solar array, which is pretty kind of cool, because the way the garage is oriented, it probably points pretty close to due south. And the array lays right flat on the roof, so it's probably not the most efficient, because the roof is a bit too steep, or too flat. But still, kind of a nice place to put it. I looked at putting a solar array on our house at one point. We don't really have a roof that faces south, that's the problem. Our roofs face east and west, for the most part. There's a couple of peaks that we could use, I suspect, but they're more like gables than full roofs, so it's kind of problematic. But it's a gorgeous morning, in spite of being cold. Either it's warmed up or I'm colder than I think, because my breath isn't showing right at the moment. It was earlier. The sun feels warm on my back, so perhaps it's heated the air enough. It's above freezing. Light breeze blowing, so trees are dropping leaves a few at a time here and there. Big maple in my yard is probably going to be naked. Within a week. 18 minutes. 18 minutes on the backside. And I wasn't moving very fast. It's just as well. With as many days as I missed last month, taking it kind of easy to get back into it is probably wise. But at any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.